Declan, huge game for Finn Harps this Friday night, knowing that they can't suffer a defeat. If that happens, they're going to be relegated. But it's amazing how quick things come upon you, because if we reflect back to the start of the season, Declan, we were all saying how big a game the penultimate match against UCD could be. And look at the way things have turned out.
Yeah, it just shows you, you know, we kind of knew the start of the season that we'd be down there with UCD and Drogheda, and you know, Drogheda have done very well and have kept out of trouble as much as possible. And we thought Shelburne might be in the mix as well, and they've done excellent under Damien Duff. But yeah, listen, it's down to two big matches, and it's important that we get a one tomorrow night against UCD, and it's that massive big game. I mean, it's cup final. I would say it's even bigger than the cup final, because you know, we have an opportunity to stay in the Premier League versus going down to the First Division, and I do believe that it's easier to stay in the Premier League than it is to get promoted out of the First Division. So it's massive game, and one I'm looking forward to, and hopefully we'll get a big crowd, good atmosphere, and we'll get a big performance from the team, and that's probably the crucial thing. We need a big performance with, you know, real energy about it and a real willingness to go out and win the game, and that's what we're looking for tomorrow night.
Listen, there's pressure in every game that you play, Declan, but how much pressure is there now in this Harp squad tomorrow night?
Yeah, there's pressure, absolutely. You know, it's coming down to the last two games of the season, and this is the big one for me, and there is, it brings extra pressure, but there's enough experience, players in the squad that have been there before and done that, and that'll hopefully use the big occasion, big days, and getting a big performance, and hopefully that will stand us in good stead against a very young, probably inexperienced UCD team, but with loads of energy, loads of athleticism, and real pace about them as well. But they're coming to Finn Harps and Finn Park, and they're in good form, and they're going to be a big, big test tomorrow night. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, because if we look at the form over the last number of games, particularly in the sides in the bottom half of the table, UCD are up there, so they're...
Yeah, they've come good at a good time, you know, and it's important to get ones. Like, crucially, you know, we've lost twice and drew once with them, so they've pulled 7 points from Finn Harps out of 9 points, so we just have to make sure that we stop that, and, you know, otherwise pretty much those three games or four games will end up relegating us, and that's important. We turn that away, but at least keep it live until the last game of the season. We had a draw it. We know the UCD have a big match against Shamrock Rovers, and that'll be a hard one for them as well, but, you know, at least a draw keeps it alive, and we obviously we need them to get to 3 points against Drogheda if results go our way up in the Belfield. But you listen, let's do our own job first. We need to get 3 points. We need a big performance. We need to beat UCD tomorrow night, and hopefully we'll get a massive big crowd to come out and support the club, and hopefully the players then will back it up with a big performance on the pitch.
Yeah. Do you feel there is another one on this side? Because Declan, we've only picked up 4 out of 34 matches this year in the Premier Division. Is there another victory in them before the end of the season?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping it hasn't been good. The form hasn't been good. The confidence hasn't been good. We've made a lot of mistakes. We probably should have got a big result up in Daly Mount Park. We conceded another poor goal again. That's been the crux that really causes problems. We give away bad goals. You know, the games in the last couple of games, we had energy, but only had energy in the second half for when we go a goal down, and we just can't afford to do that tomorrow night, you know, and that's crucially. Yeah, it's down to, can we get, you know, 4 ones we have so far, we probably need to get a one and a draw in the next two games, and can we do that? Well, time will tell, but I suppose all we're asking, you know, is can we get a big performance, and we've done a big performance. It mightn't be enough on the night, but at least the fans will go away reasonably happy that the players left everything out in the pitch against a good UCD team.
Well, we'll wait to see how it develops, Harps, knowing that of course they need a victory on Friday night. A draw will actually keep their survival hopes alive as well. They just have to avoid defeat at the hands of the students. Full live match commentary here on Highland. Declan will be joining Jeremy Doherty. Kickoff's at 8 o'clock. We'll be live as from just before 8 on Friday evening with that one, Declan. But some of the other games at the weekend, we do of course know that Dundalk and St Patrick's Athletic are chasing down that third spot, separated by just 2 points at the moment. They took on Bohemians, who go to Oriel Park, and Sligo Rovers, who are playing host to St Patrick's Athletic. And I suppose Sligo and Bowes having their own battle for fifth as well. Two intriguing ties, Declan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a good fight for that last European spot, you know, per se, and with Dundalk and St. Pat's fighting hard. I mean, you said there's only 2 points in it, but Dundalk having the edge on 60 points and with St. Pat's on 58. So you're probably looking, I'm looking at the goal difference here roughly. You know, it can be a swing. There's 4 goals of a difference or of a swing between with Dundalk ahead, obviously, and St. Pat's. So St. Pat's get a draw and even if Dundalk get a draw and St. Pat's beat Sligo Rovers, Dundalk should be okay, I would say, and get that last spot. But that's depending on Derry City beating Shelburne to get that fourth spot. If Shelburne go and beat Derry in the FAI Cup, they end up getting into that spot. I mean, you hard know how it's going to go exactly, you know. But Dundalk are in the driving seat at the minute, and they're actually playing at home against a Pose team that on their deck in the Vine, who aren't playing particularly well and probably lacking a bit of confidence.
Yeah, and the other game on Friday night, Shelburne against Drogheda, nothing really to play for those two sides as we enter the closing weekend. But then on Sunday evening, Derry City are heading to the Tallaght Stadium to take on the champions, Shamrock Rovers. Derry couldn't keep the title race alive going into that game, something that was very, very disappointing for the Derry management, because that they hoped to bring it down to the last couple of games and get closer, because they did believe that they were very, very much title contenders, Declan.
Yeah, listen, they had a great season, you know, and they had a blimp, obviously, a quarter way through the season, and they rebounded from that when they got the full complement of players in the pitch. And they were a real, real handful for sure, you know. And I was at the game against Sligo Rovers, and where the performance wasn't bad, they didn't create too many clear-cut chances, and just didn't do enough to get over the line. Interesting, you know, Michael Duffy and Patrick McElhinney came on late on in the game, so I don't know why they were held back, whether they were carrying injuries or not. And you would think that a game was as important as the game in Sligo Rovers, that they would have played the strongest team, but maybe they were carrying Knox. I'm not 100% sure on that one, but you know, they came on for the last 15 minutes in the game, but that stage was just a wee bit too late. And Sligo dug in and got a draw, and disappointing for Derry City, because I think everybody within the league would like to have it, take it down to a Sunday match, a live match, and you know, obviously with Shamrock Rovers and Derry pushing it out. But I suppose now it's still be a big match for Derry City, going out to prove a point against Shamrock Rovers. But Shamrock Rovers are lifting the Premier League title and the 20th title for them, which is a remarkable achievement and an excellent season for them. But Derry have still got a big game against Shamrock Rovers, and they also have the cup final coming up as well. So they've, you know, good times ahead, and it's been a really good season, even though disappointingly they haven't won the league.
Listen, there's still the cup to play for, hoping to end the season with silverware. Listen, Declan, thanks for joining us, and I'm hoping the next time that we're talking that Van Harps are still in that survival race.
Let's hope.